This is Earth and Sky with Allison Snow at Ohio State University. Snow began her career studying how pollen and genetic information spread from one plant to another.
She began to wonder if pollen from genetically modified crops might be able to fertilize weedy relatives in the wild. A common fear of environmentalists today is that genetically modified crops might ultimately produce superweeds.
Using greenhouses and isolated plots of land, Snow's team crosses so-called GM crops and their weedy relatives to study gene transfer. In one experiment, they crossed domestic sunflowers with a gene added to resist insects with wild sunflowers. The resulting hybrids did grow better and avoid insect damage. Snow told us she was surprised by the hybrid's hardiness, but she doesn't like the term superweed.
I think that some genetically modified plants will be perfectly safe, and others could potentially cause health problems or environmental problems. And I don't like to put them all in one category. I think some will be fine. And we just have to be very careful about releasing new types that come along, because once they're released, you can't take them back.
Special thanks to the RGK Foundation of Austin, Texas, celebrating women in science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.